I'm downstairs in a lovely, lovely coffee shop, and the social media cafe has all but dissipated here in Birmingham. But luckily, hanging back, I've got the chance to meet Daniel Kremin, who is from dynamicsarts.com. Is that your own personal website or company you work for?
That's a company that I am the director of, and it's the company that has kicked off, launched Rhubarb Radio and manages Rhubarb Radio.
And Rhubarb Radio is about a year old, am I right?
It is, yes, this week, 1 year old. That's rhubarbradio.com.
I was just about to say that myself. Excellent bit of plugging there. So for somebody that has never visited rhubarbradio.com and knows nothing about it, they're obviously, number one, outside of Birmingham. They may even be in another country, because I hear it mentioned quite a lot. Can you explain what it's about?
Sure. Hopefully it's a unique project which is aiming to redefine what is community radio. We got a lot of community radio, but our uniqueness has been that we got picked up in the early days by bloggers of Birmingham, who are, I think, one of the most prolific in the UK. Once they picked it up, we've actually transformed ourselves more as a social media station, radio station, rather than a simple, traditional, this is what we've got to offer. Other things which are really, really important, we take live feeds from cultural events and venues across the city. So we're promoting local musicians and local artists and local venues and local cultural opportunities. So we have about 25 feeds across the city, so you can go into anywhere. It was built, that idea was built on a project in the Netherlands which was called Fab Channel. And Fab Channel sadly no longer exists. They actually ran with a video version of what we're doing, but it proved just to be too expensive. Now, in essence, they demonstrated that by having an audio feed directly live that people could listen to, rather than what you might first think on first pass, that that would stop people from going to the venue, paying money and listening to the artist, it actually does the opposite. It encourages an increase of one-third in terms of people going there. So when people buy into us, which we offer completely free of charge, and because it's run by completely and utterly by volunteers, we have no adverts whatsoever on the station. Nobody gets paid, nobody's going to get paid, and nobody has to pay for the service. It's if I could use two words that might stitch it together, it would be, it's very punk and it's a little bit hippie. And what's wrong with that? Providing we keep it non-commercial, it'll work. And socially responsible, of course.
Fantastic. So how many volunteers do you have and what kind of things do they do?
We have currently 346 volunteers. I know this because I checked it yesterday. And we've broken the station down into about eight different parts. So we've got a station manager, which is traditional. We've got a head of social media who has a team, a coordinator. We have, obviously, the administration side of it. We have event management because we put on our own events. And we've got an event coming up on the 12th of September, which is part of the Birmingham City. We've got an arts fest. And we're hosting the after party, which will be a very crazy night. So if anybody wants to come to that, that's at the Irish Club on the 12th. Go online, www.rhubarbradio.com. Buy your ticket from Eventbrite and we'll be a few quid happier. So we've got all of these different areas, but the important thing in terms of managing it, we were literally run by literally a group of bloggers. We've now, because we've grown so big in 12 months, we're having to have a bit of organisational structure. So we've got coordinators for the key areas, and each coordinator has a team of people. So in the web development team, we've got somebody who is programming in Python. We're using Django, all of those sorts of things. We've obviously got content management to do. There's a little bit of flash design. There's the web development design to do, etc. So there are some key areas, but rather than one person carry that, because each volunteer, if you like, contributes something like 2 or 3 hours to each area, it's important to have a fresh flow of people in. And, you know, bless Birmingham, that's what they've done. Lots of people, if we had to pay for the amount of volunteer time that we had, the project would never work. Mm-hmm. And as a commercial idea, it truly would never work. And you know, thankfully, we've managed to get it to this far. And we've got some interesting projects coming up, so we've managed to get some money from the Inwood investment team for the city, where we met up with a guy from CityLab in Barcelona who came over to one of our bar camps here in Birmingham. So we then coined the idea that we would have an international visit, that 10 of the social media creatives from Birmingham would go to Barcelona, and then we would return with 10 of theirs over here, with no real agenda other than having a creative mashup. And thankfully, we managed to get some money to do that. And so next April, 10 of our leading creators will go to Barcelona and hopefully come back invigorated with some new spiky ideas, which are a bit risk-taking. Some will be successful, some will fail, but it's just another way of injecting some energy into the blogging scene here in Birmingham, and hopefully spreading that around.
That's fantastic. Every time I had a question pop into my head, you answered it momentarily afterwards.
Right. Okay.
I have nothing to do in this interview at all. That's great. I'm going to be checking it out right away. I can't believe that I've heard it mentioned so many times, and yet only right now we'll be typing in rhubarbradio.com. What am I going to expect to see on the webpage right now?
Well, you would see that there is a whole host of listen-agains. If you were interested in a thing called the Supersonic, for example, which was a festival that happened about 2 or 3 weeks ago, we streamed all of the bands on there. Goblin, you name it, that was on that event, we've streamed the whole thing, and it's all been archived. So you can either listen to any of the shows that are on right now live, or you can go to any show and listen to again. And if you're a blogger, the one that you're going to listen to is The Big Pause, which is on Saturday morning at 8 till 10. But you can listen to any of the back shows. And the amount of social media that goes on in that show is phenomenal. The other one that is very known for its social media content would be the Sunday Local, which is this 12 o'clock on Sunday. They've ran 3 particular shows, but most of the shows that you hear on Rhubarb Radio firmly embed themselves and firmly immerse themselves into the world of social media. And that's really what we're trying to do, is to have a radio version of that. So if there's anybody out there who wants to be a friend of Rhubarb, you don't have to come from Birmingham, of course. Make friends with us. If you've got something you want to contribute, if you like what we're about and what we're doing, if there's anybody out there who might like the idea of sponsoring us, pitch in. Everybody's welcome.
Brilliant. Thank you very much, Daniel.